Okay. And this is my
head.
Or
my hair.
Okay. And if a man hadn't shaved in a while, you'd say he's growing
a beard.
Okay. And where would an old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil if he wasn't using it?
In his ear or hair.
Okay, which ear?
Let's see. Right.
What is what?
His right ear.
Okay.
His pencil. He'd just shove it in there either, or he'll put it on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Or on top of his head, they usually
stick
it up there.
If he was left-handed, he'd put it behind his what?
Left ear.
Okay. Okay. If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth and talk right.
Okay. And somebody got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. And you wear a tie around your
neck.
Okay. And what do you call this part of your neck right here?
Your Adam's apple.
Okay. Okay, you go to the dentist to have him look at your
mouth, your teeth.
Okay. And he might say, boy, I need to fill that
tooth.
Okay. And the dentist might say, well, you take pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
gums.
Okay. You might say, you could hold that baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
Okay. And he got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Okay. And he shook his
fist
at that man. Okay. When people get real old, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
Okay. And the upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
Okay. And you might say he has real broad
shoulders.
Right. And you have a right and a left
hand.
Okay. And
hands.
Okay. And you might say the pain ran from his heel all the way up his
hips.
His whole?
The pain started from his foot all the way up to his hip.
Okay, and it ran all the way up
his? Up his leg.
Okay. And you've got 2 feet. Okay. And you might say, I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
shin.
Okay. If you're shooting marbles or something like that, you say you squat down on your what?
Knees.
Okay, or like this. You squat
on
down.
Your,
what do you call this, right?
Thigh.
Okay, okay. Would your, what would you call that position?
Squat.
Okay. And to get in that position, you have to
squat down.
Okay. Would you
or
say,
either sometimes you get on your knees and put your hand down to shoot.
Would you ever say hunker down?
No.
Okay. If somebody's been sick for a while, but he's up and about now, but he still looks a little
pickied.
Okay. And how would you say he felt?
Bad.
Okay. You might say, that man is big and
round. Fat muscles.
He's not weak, he's
full of muscles.
Okay, and he's so something he can lift big heavy weights.
He's so big that he can lift anything.
Okay, and he sure is big and
strong.
Okay. A person who has a smile on his face
is happy.
Okay, and he never loses his temper. You'd say he sure is always
happy, contented.
Okay, and say there's a girl in her teens and she's just all arms and legs. You know, she hardly walks through the room without knocking down the furniture.
Clumsy.
Okay, anything else?
Lopsided.
Okay, a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You'd say, well, he's just a plain
clumsy nitwit.
Okay. A person who has plenty of money and who hangs on to it would be
a tightwad.
Okay. What would you call somebody who gets money and help from other people, but he doesn't give much anything in return?